Clippers resume conference play this evening as they take on the Briarcliff Chargers in Sioux City. And Coach Ross Dalma joins us for his pregame comments. And, Coach, your team coming off that three-win week last week, trip to Denver over the weekend, coming back to face Briarcliff. And a tough stretch here conference-wise. You've got four games coming up. By the time Christmas comes around, you'll have seven. The first one, though, tonight against a Briarcliff team that a lot of returning talent from last year.
Yeah, they do, Mike. They're a team, I think, this year that's really playing with a lot of urgency, a lot of focus and direction. They have some seniors on the team that have been there for quite some time, that have played for three, 4 years on the varsity team there. And their goal seems to be very much established, and that's getting back to the national tournament. They've been on a short break, and they're a team that has made it very clear that that's what they want to do. And a team that finished fourth in the conference. They've had a good start to their season, and definitely going to be a difficult challenge for us in Sioux City tonight.
How do you match up with them strength against strength?
Well, their strength is their perimeter play. They have some outstanding guards, perimeter players that can really shoot it, that can really drive it, and are very savvy and have high basketball IQs. Our perimeter defense is going to have to be very good. You know, on the flip side, though, Matt Berg has done a very good job for them inside. He's a unique player to play against. He posts up the 15-foot area, and then he just attacks off the dribble, a very strong athletic body. That's just a difficult matchup. He had a very good game last week against Dakota Wesleyan, against Jalen Voss, who is as good of a post player in the country as there is. So Berg is playing well. They're a team, I think, that is going to get better and better. We just have to go out and play a game against somebody of the likes of Briarcliff, who's picked ahead of us in the conference, maybe ahead of us at this point in the season, and find a way to win.
What do you do to win? You've got to slow down Berg. You've got to defend on the perimeter. What do you try to do offensively when you have the ball?
It's important for us to do a couple of things. First off, we have to establish the foul line in both halves early. We have to be able to get to the bonus and then to the double bonus before the Cliff does. And then the other thing is we just have to have a dominating performance on the boards. I think that's an area that for us to be good this year, whether it's Briarcliff or whoever it is, we have to be very good in those two areas, getting to the foul line and then dominating the boards.
That's Coach Ross Dalma talking about the matchup between the Adore College Defenders and the Briarcliff Chargers in men's college basketball. Let's go back now and revisit the women's contest briefly with Coach Craig Steensman. Adore College women on the short end of the final score tonight, 73-42. Defenders had it down to 10 late in the first half in terms of a difference. Trailed by 12 early in the second half, had a chance to get it down to 10 or 9. And, Coach, then you hit a drought where you went about 6 minutes without a bucket, and that 12-point difference turned into something that was insurmountable.
Yeah, you know, we had double the amount of turnovers they had. We just couldn't get any offensive flow going. You know, I credit their defense, but yet when we tried to reverse the ball, we tried to get the ball in the middle. We did. We just didn't do, we couldn't get anything good to happen for us out of that. And, you know, it's really tough when you have 28 turnovers. But also it allowed them to get out and transition. You know, they're a much better team when they can push the ball and get out and transition. So, you know, 40 points is never going to get it done. And so, you know, we had a pretty good talk in the locker room afterwards. And it's an indicator for me when we get beat back. The first couple plays of the game off turnovers, we got beat down the floor, just dead sprint down the floor for layups. And, you know, we cannot afford to give up those kind of baskets, especially at the start of the game. You know, free throw wise, we shot more free throws, made more free throws than them. You know, three-point shooting was about the same. We out-rebounded them. So, you know, definitely there's things that we need to do better offensively. We just need to get better as a team offensively.
Turnover is not the only issue, but it seemed like when you did get shots, especially in the second half, you were just in a little bit too much of a hurry trying to get that those shots were just a little bit too quick.
Right. You know, I mean, you got to give them credit. They run at you, and they play a pretty good 2-3 zone. They're pretty big in it. They're pretty active in it. And so, yet, you know, I was disappointed with our execution. Disappointed with, you know, spots on the floor and the physicality that we wanted to display that we didn't always display all the time. So, you know, those are things we'll need to work at, and, you know, we'll just have to have a very, very good practice tomorrow and get after it again tomorrow.
Things don't get easier for Concordia, a very good ball club. They beat Doan earlier tonight. They're a top-five team in the country. They're going to present some challenges.
Yeah, Concordia, I think they're ranked third, and they're very good. But, you know, they're the Briarcliffs and Concordias, and they're all similar. And we know we can compete with them. You know, it's just a matter of being ready to go, given everything we have, and executing what we want to do offensively.
That's Coach Craig Steensman talking about his team's performance tonight against the Briarcliff Chargers in women's college basketball. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for this men's contest right after this. Starting lineups for the Dort College defenders tonight. It'll be Brian Sumner at a guard. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 12.5 points per game. Number 13 is Alex Terpstra, 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 10 points per outing. Nathan Rindles. Where's number 15? He is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 13.1 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging a team-high 14.2 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the defenders, it'll be David Denherter, a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.2 points per game. For the Briarcliff Chargers, they will start number 5, Shane Graves, a 5'11 sophomore from Sioux City, averaging 12.3 points per game. Number 13 is Jordan Isma, 6'4 sophomore from Lamars, Iowa, averaging 5.4 points per outing. Number 20 for the Briarcliff Chargers is Austin Leffler, a 5'11 sophomore from Lawton, averaging 7.9 points per contest. Number 21 is Matt Berg, a 6'5 senior from Carroll, Iowa, averaging 7.7 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Briarcliff Chargers will be a 6'4 sophomore from Lone Tree, Iowa. Number 23, Brian Forbes, he averages 6.1 points per game. Off the bench for Briarcliff, we anticipate seeing Zach Otting, a 6'4 senior from Peosta, Iowa, averaging 10.8 points per game. And their leading scorer actually comes off of the bench. He is a 6'2 junior from Williams, Iowa. He averages 12.9 points per game. That is Clay Harold. The matchup between these two looks like this. Briarcliff men are 6-3 overall, 2-1 in the league. They have wins in the conference over Doan and Concordia. They have a loss to Dakota Wesleyan. Two of Briarcliff's three games in the conference so far have been on the road. The Chargers' losses outside the conference are to Clark and Embry-Riddle. Chargers score 75.6 points per game. They allow 65.7 points per outing. They convert 44.7% of their field goals, and opponents make 40.4% of their field goals. Chargers get to the free throw line 27 times per game, make 66.8% of those attempts. Chargers force 20 turnovers per game and commit 17. For the Dort College defenders, they are converting 77.8 points per game. They allow 68.6 points per outing. I beg your pardon. Dort College, got to read the right column. They are scoring 88.4 points per game. Opponents are scoring 75 points per outing against the defenders. Dort has a 40.6 to 29.5 rebounding average and advantage. The defenders are making nearly 50% of their field goals. Opponents are making 43.8% of their six field goal tries. The defenders have turned the ball over 165 times and have forced 160 turnovers. Dort's three-point success rate is 39.4. Opponents make 36.7. The Briarcliff men were turned away by Dakota Wesleyan 84-76 after trailing 37-35 at halftime on Tuesday of last week. Matt Berg had 16 points on 6 of 11 shooting. Clay Harold had 16 points, making 4 of 8 three-point shots. Shane Graves came off of the bench for 14 points. The Dort men were in control the entire game in beating Johnson and Wales Saturday night in Denver, 94-81. Dort converted 23 of 33 field goals in the first half on the way to a 57-38 lead and held a 44-38-5 rebounding advantage in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with the opening tip right after this. Dort College controls the opening tap. Looking down low, they get it to David Denherter. Denherter with the basketball. He passes it off to Terpstra. Terpstra over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the lane, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff's Jordan Isma. Isma, sophomore from Lamars, Iowa. 6'4 sophomore, averaging 5.4 points per contest. He picks up his first personal foul of the contest. Ball is inbounded to Sumner. Sumner has it tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. No, pardon me. It was last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff for the basketball. Shane Graves will bring it up. Graves working against Rindles. Graves dribbling with the left hand out front. Reversal goes right side. They give it off to Berg. Berg in traffic. His shot is no good, but a foul on the play. Foul called on the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on Tyler Walterstorff. That's number one on Tyler. Free throws on the way for Matt Berg. Berg has shot 34 free throws this season, has converted 23 of them. That's for a 68% clip. Free throw on the way for Berg. First one is up and good by the left-hander. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Berg. Berg, a senior from Carroll, Iowa. This one's up and no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff will bring it up against token pressure by Eisma. He hands it off to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner, right side, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles, spin move against Graves, and Graves commits the foul. Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, Coach Ross Dalma, we just got done talking to Coach Craig Steensma. Coach Ross Dalma in his pregame talked about the fact that he wanted to get to the free throw line as much as possible tonight. Nathan Rendell's first free throw is good. He talked about owning the free throw line. Briarcliff and Dort College now tied 1-1 with the second free throw pending. Rendell's makes that one, and the defenders lead it 2-1. First lead of the ballgame for the defenders. And the ball is inbounded. They get it into Graves. Graves will bring it up the floor. Dort College in their road black jerseys. Berg gets it high post, working against Den Herder. Looking for the cutter underneath. Instead it comes to Graves. Graves with the basketball at the free throw line. Kick out pass into the corner. Forbes. Forbes, three. Good. Forbes with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. Den Herder trying to feed it underneath for Terpstra. The ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Forbes. It'll be Dort College basketball. Leighton Sampson checking into the ball game. A minute 14 into the contest. Den Herder will check out of the contest. Sampson, the freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, checks in. Inbounding the basketball will be Rendles. Rendles gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Gets it in the left corner. Walterstorff puts it up. And a little over-the-shoulder shot is good. Walterstorff with his first 2 points. We're tied 4-4. 18:32 left to play in the contest in the first half. Coming back the other way, Matt Berg with a slam dunk. And the Dort College defenders trail it 6-4. Eisma with the steal. Here comes Briarcliff with the basketball. Leffler. Leffler with the ball. Leffler driving into the lane. Kicks it into the corner. Nothing there. Back over to Eisma. Eisma comes back right side to Graves. Graves for the ball. Graves gives it up to Berg. Berg working against Sampson. Puts it up with the left hand. Oh, good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner over to Rendles. Rendles off and running. Rendles feeds the trailer. Sumner. Sumner. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets it to Sampson. Kick out to Terpstra, but Terpstra's heels were on the out-of-bounds line as he received the pass. Dort College turns it over. So Dort College turns it over. Briarcliff Chargers to throw it in. New player checking in, that's Clay Harold. Harold, leading scorer for the Chargers, comes off of the bench. He's averaging a little over 12 points per game. Shane Graves into the front court. Graves with it on the right side. Graves passes it off to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball into the corner. Three by Forbes, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the front court. Walterstorff working one-on-one against Clay Harold. He passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up underneath. Back to Walterstorff. Short shot of the lane is good. Tyler Walterstorff with 4 points. And he ties it up at 6-6. 17-13 remaining in the first half. Open three at the other end. And burying the three is Austin Leffler. Leffler with a three-point bucket. Briarcliff leads 9-6. 9-6 our score. Rendles backdoor cut for Sumner. Sumner layup good. Brian Sumner with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 9-8. 9-8 our score. Right side pass. And the 3 seconds of lane violation called against Berg. And And the North Carolina defenders will check Taylor Feenstra into the contest. Feenstra will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. He gets it into Rendles. Rendles into the front court. Rendles with a head full of steam tries to shovel it off for Sampson, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be North College basketball. North College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Rendles tossing it in. Gets it into Feenstra. Feenstra comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and O'Donnell tries the post-entry pass, and it is kicked by Brian Forbes. 25 seconds on the shot clock. North College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets the ball inbounded to Rendles. Rendles comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra sets up his three off the mark. No good. And Briarcliff with a one-point lead comes back the other way. Graves into the front court on the left side. Graves passes it off to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler comes back over to Forbes. Forbes kicks it into the corner. Driving in is Graves. Graves out front. Three on the way by Forbes is good. Forbes with six, and the Briarcliff Chargers lead it 12-8. 12-8 our score. Rendles into the front court. He goes over to Sumner. Sumner with the ball. And we've got an illegal screen called on the defenders, and I believe that's Leighton Sampson. No, that's going to go on Nathan Rendles instead. For Nathan, that is foul number one. Nabla checks into the ballgame. Rendles checks out. Andrew O'Donnell on the floor along with Sumner, Nabla, Sampson, and Feenstra right now. Pass goes high post with the basketball as Ricky Torres. Torres gives it up. They go down to the block to Forbes. Forbes fade away in the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian Sumner up the floor quickly. Back over to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell goes to Nabla. Nabla to Feenstra. Feenstra reverses O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back to Sumner. Sumner trying to find Nabla. Nabla slipped and fell as he went to make the cut. Ball goes over his head. Out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 15:23 remaining. Bringing the basketball up for the Chargers is Graves. Graves goes to Torres. Torres with it on the left side, and we've got a foul called on the other end. That's going to go against Shane Graves. Shane Graves whistled for the personal, and for Shane Graves, that's number two. Austin Poland will check into the contest. Graves will check out. Ball's inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the front court for the defenders. North College trailing 12-8, 15-10 remaining in this first half. Feenstra with it right side. He goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell basketball gives it up Sumner. Sumner goes back left wing to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Sumner. Sumner catches fire. Three is good. Sumner hitting about 50% of his three-point shots this year. North College trails 12-11. 12-11 our score. Right side pass goes over to Zach Otting. Otting with it on the wing. Otting with it out front. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Poland. Poland with the ball. Poland out front. Poland looking for someone to pass to. Feeds it off to Harold. Clay Harold comes back to Otting. Otting back to Harold. Harold three. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla up the floor. It goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Sumner. Sumner picks up his dribble. Sumner looking, gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front, 25 shoot. Comes back to Nabla. Nabla, spin move in the lane. Draws some contact, no call made. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff, and here comes Zach Otting. Otting feeds it ahead to Harold. Harold with the basketball on the right wing. Harold gives it up to Otting. Otting on the left wing. Back to Harold. Harold goes right side. This is Forbes. Forbes driving baseline, and he's fouled on the play by Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal, his first. Foul came before the shot attempt, so it will be Briarcliff inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Austin Poland will trigger it in for the Chargers. 13:51 left to play in this first half. Ball's inbounded and getting position down low for the easy two-point bucket is Eisma. North College trails 14-11.
14-11 our score. Tyler Walterstorff with it on the left wing. Goes to Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball. Den Herder shot. Gets the little baby hook to go. David Den Herder with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 14-13. Briarcliff basketball. This is Clay Harold. Harold goes right side to Zach Otting. Otting into the lane. Kick out pass, Clay Harold. Clay Harold with the basketball guarded there. Terpstra comes back to Eisma. Beg your pardon, Poland. Poland to Otting. Otting with the basketball. Otting puts it up. No, taken away by Waltersdorf, and now reach-in foul called against Zach Otting. 14-13, Dort College trailing by one. And the defenders will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in is Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets it in to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball working against Poland. Rindles gets it across half court. Rindles crossover moves. Move into the lane. Throws it up for Den Herder, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Turnover gives the basketball back to Briarcliff. Chargers lead at 14-13 with 12:52 left to play in regulation in the first half. And the Briarcliff Chargers, they get it over to Torres. Torres to Harold. Harold, three, top of the key, missed it, too strong. Rebound taken down by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff goes up high, grabs it with two hands, brings it up the floor now. Walterstorff gets the shot to go with a right hand from the left side. The foul's going to go on Jordan Eisma. Eisma picked up his second personal. And Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. He's got six already, shooting for his seventh. Came down the floor on the left-hand side. Got the shot to go with the right hand from the left side. Coach Nick Nelson for Briarcliff not happy with that call. Tyler Walterstorff, free throw in and out, no good. Dort College leads 15-14. Dort College now 2-for-3 as a team from the free throw line. Briarcliff for the basketball. This is Austin Poland. Poland to Torres. Torres to Harold. Harold back to Torres. Torres pass. Tipped and taken by Poland. Poland back over to Harold. Harold shoots another three and he misses his third three-point attempt of the ballgame. Rindle into the front court. Nathan with the basketball, picks up his dribble, comes back to Terpstra, and Terpstra puts it on the deck, but he's called for traveling. Travel violation called on Terpstra. O'Donnell checks in. Rindles will check out. So O'Donnell back into the ballgame. Bringing the basketball up is Upton Poland. Poland with the basketball. Poland goes over to Zach Otting. Otting with it at the free throw line. Otting down to the baseline. Cut off there. They come back on the right wing. Round the horn they go. Comes back over to Torres. Torres down to the baseline. Torres kick out pass. Three on the way is up. No good. Rebound taken out by Den Herder. Outlet over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball, 11:30 left to play in the first half, Dort College 15, Briarcliff 14. Walterstorff into the lane, puts it up, in traffic, shot no good, then Herder's putback attempt no good, got hit pretty hard on the arm, no call made on the putback attempt. Here comes Briarcliff and Harold. Harold on the right side, Clay Harold, kicks it left side over to Poland. Poland on the wing, drives the lane, middle of the lane, and he is caught up in the air, and he runs over the top of David Den Herder and gets called for the personal foul. Austin Poland whistled for the personal foul. That's team foul number six on the Chargers. Nabla checks out of the contest. Sumner checks in. Sampson is in. Den Herder is out. Dort College has played four players off of the bench so far. Walterstorff inbounding the basketball. Gets it into Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will bring it up. Walterstorff takes it across the half-court stripe. Meeting him there is Austin Holman. So now Briarcliff will go with a bigger player against Walterstorff. With it on the left side is Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the free throw lane. Puts up the off-balance shot, and it's blocked out of bounds by Brian Forbes on the help defense. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 10:48 remaining in the first half. Dort College 15, Briarcliff 14. We started quickly, but now it has settled into a defensive battle. O'Donnell inbounds the basketball to Sumner. Sumner just inside the three-point ring on the left corner. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson, hook shot in the lane, good. Leighton Sampson with his first two tonight. Dort College leads 17-14. Briarcliff basketball coming back the other way is Poland. And we have someone with some blood on his on himself. That's Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will have to check out of the ballgame. Taylor Feenstra will check in. Looks like Waltersdorf has some blood on his elbow. Doesn't look like it's gotten to his jersey yet. And that will bring Chris Fagerness into play. The trainer for the Dort College defenders will patch him up on the sideline. Meantime, Briarcliff inbounds the basketball. Austin Poland tosses it in. Poland with the basketball. Poland gives it to Otting. Otting out front. Comes back right side. Three on the way. Is off the mark. No good. And a rebound. Foul called on the defenders, and I believe Brian Sumner got called for a hold on the rebound. Checking back into the game, Austin Leffler. Checking out of the game will be Zach Otting. 10:20 remaining in this first half. Dort College 17, Briarcliff 14. Dort College on a 6-0 run. Briarcliff basketball, this is Forbes. Forbes loops it over the top, gets it to Leffler. Leffler looking down low for Berg. Instead, comes back to Forbes. Forbes to Leffler. Leffler three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball up the right side. Comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Terp. Terpstra, three-pointer, bang, bang, bang. Alex Terpstra with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 20-14. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Briarcliff Chargers. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Forbes hook shot in the lane off the drive is good. Brian Forbes with 8 points, and the defender lead is 20-16. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. O'Donnell gets it into the corner to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, and Sumner has it taken away. Coming up with it is Forbes, and Forbes is fouled on the play by Terpstra, and Terpstra is going to be called for an intentional foul, it appears. Terpstra whistled for the foul, his first. So two free throws on the way for Brian Forbes, plus Briarcliff will maintain possession of the basketball. 20-16, our score, Briarcliff by four. So Forbes will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Forbes, 74% free throw shooter. He's got 8 points. He was on a way to a breakaway, and in the official's judgment, Terpstra did not make a play on the ball, but gets called for the intentional. Terpstra will check out of the ball game. O'Donnell checks in. O'Donnell checks out. You've got Nabilon Reynolds back on the floor for the defenders, along with Sampson, Feenstra, and Sumner. Two sophomores, two freshmen, and a junior on the floor. Another free throw away. This one's in and out, no good. So it's 20-17 with an inbounds play now for the Chargers. See if the Chargers capitalize on the intentional foul call. Forbes makes one of two tries. His team is now 2-for-4. Graves in by the basketball. They throw it in over the top. They find Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. Forbes comes back over to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves at the free throw line. Comes back out front to Holman. Holman, left side, Forbes. Forbes, long three, missed it, no good. Rebound, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff to throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. The official didn't have a good angle on it. No one had a good angle on that one. Brian Sumner did not think it went off of him. But that's how they called it. Briarcliff with the basketball. Right side pass. They dump it down low for Berg. Berg with the basketball faces up against. Faces up against Sampson. Lowers his shoulder. Knocks Sampson over. Shot was missed. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Well, now the officials catching the ire of the Dort College fans that made their way down. Rich Buckman pinned down in the corner, and the cheering section not letting him out easily. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner with it on the left wing, picks up his dribble. Couple calls that could have gone either way and went against Dort College. Rindles with the basketball back over to Sumner. Sumner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf squares up. His three in and out, no good. There for the tap-in, though, is Rindles, and Rindles is hit on the play, and he gets the shot to go. Rindles is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. 8:16 remaining in this first half. Dort College leads 22-17. Free throw on the way for Nathan Rindles. Free throw by Nate is up and good. So Nathan Rindles makes the free throw, the three-point play, and Dort College leads 23-17. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Graves. Graves with the ball in between the circles out front. Graves splitting the defense, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation on the Chargers. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College basketball, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the right wing, gives it back to Rindles. Rindles splits the defense, his shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Who's it going to go against is my question. Looks to me like Forbes, and I believe that's the second possession in row that Forbes has been called for a foul. It is. That's his second. Rindles will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. First free throw by Nathan is up off the heel, no good. Another one on the way, trying to extend it to a 7-point advantage with 7:47 remaining. 7:47 left to go in the first half. Rindles' free throw is up, and that one rolls home. Rindles is now 4 for 5 from the charity stripe. 24-17, our score. Into the front court with the basketball is Graves. Graves to Berg. Berg catches it. He gives it back outside to Otting. Otting to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves will back it up, set things up. Zach Otting with it. Comes back over to Clay Harold. Harold to Leffler. Leffler to Otting. Otting creates a little space for himself to work. He gets the two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders lead at 24-19. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles goes to Den Herder. Den Herder, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf out front. Now Rindles. Rindles on the right side. Shovels it inside for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in the lane. His shot no good. And a collision. And the Dort College defenders will go to the free throw line with Waltersdorf shooting two. Harold whistled for the personal. And for Clay Harold, that's number one. Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Ty is up and through. He's got another one coming. Dort College leading 24-19. Den Herder and Nabla check out. 25-19. Dort College in front of this low-scoring affair. Another free throw on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. This one's up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound, though, taken down by Tyler. Up and down. Nobody gathered in the rebound quite cleanly. Waltersdorf now with 9 points. And the defenders lead 27-19. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Ask one of Tyler Waltersdorf took that last basket, that last possession. Briarcliff didn't come down cleanly with the rebound. They left the ball in the middle of the lane, and Waltersdorf stepped in, took the ball, and made the basket. Dort College leads now 27-19. 27-19, Dort College by 8. 6:50 left to play in this first half. Out front with it is Graves. Graves gets a screen from Harold. Graves looking for someone to pass to. Passes it to Berg. Berg against Sampson. And a blocking foul called on Leighton Sampson. Leighton picks up his first personal. Berg will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Berg with 3 points. Looked to me like Sampson played that one pretty well. So So Berg will go to the free throw line. The left-hander's free throw is up and good. He's got another one coming. Matt Berg with 4 points. Briarcliff trails 27-20, pending another free throw. This one is up by Berg, and that one's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Dort College by 7 with the basketball. Walterstorff into the front court. Kick out Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner back out front. Terpstra. Terpstra lets fly. Buries it. 6 points for Dort College. Leads 30-20. 6:20 left to go in the half. Out front with it is Harold. Harold on the wing. Gives it up to Berg. Berg puts it up. Good. Matt Berg with 6 points. Dort College leads 30-22. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles tries to fire it underneath, and the one-handed pass taken away by Briarcliff. Now the ball's on the floor. And a jump ball called alternating possession. It is Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff for the basketball. O'Donnell is in. Sampson is out. Then Herder is in as well. Sumner is out. Briarcliff basketball with a chance to cut into the 8-point lead. That was 10 just moments ago. Pass goes high post with the basketball is Ricky Williams. Williams, left side, Harold. Harold, three, out the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. Tyler Walterstorff called for his second foul of the ball game. Clay Harold hits his first three of the night. And he'll go to the free throw line now to try and complete the 4-point play. Walterstorff checks out of the ball game. Taylor Feenstra is in. Harold is 17 of 18 from the free throw line this season, and Briarcliff has scored the last 5 points in a row, and they could potentially score six in a row here with this free throw attempt. Free throw on the way is up by Harold, and good. He's 18 for 19. Now Dort College leads 30-26. Briarcliff on a 6-0 run. Dort College up moments ago, 30-20. Pass goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell's tries to feed it into the post. Trying to post up that time was Rindles, and the ball is taken away. Here comes Briarcliff and Otting. Otting drives in, tries to dump it off, and they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. Foul goes on Alex Terpstra. That's his second. And Zach Otting will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as he was fouled in the act of shooting, they say. 5:35 left to go into the first half. Briarcliff on a 6-0 run. And it stays at 6 as Otting misses the free throw. He's a 66% free throw shooter. Neither of these teams great from the free throw line. Briarcliff 67%, Dort College 69%. Second free throw is up, and that one rims out no good. It rims around and won't go through. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra left side, well beyond the three-point line. Picks up his dribble, goes high post to Feenstra. Feenstra just inside the three-point ring, straight on. Comes back over to Terpstra, posting up. Den Herder on the block. Moves into the lane. His shot with the right hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Den Herder. Eisma waiting at the scorch table for Briarcliff. Sumner for Dort College. 5:15 left to go in the half. Taking a spot along the free throw lane is Austin Leffler. Den Herder, two free throws. First one no good. Another one on the way for David Den Herder. Terpstra checks out of the ballgame. Sumner is in. Dort College has one player with two fouls. I beg your pardon, they've got two. Terpstra and Walterstorff both have two. Free throw by Den Herder is up and through, so Den Herder makes one of two. He's got 3 points. O'Donnell checks out of the ballgame. Dort College leads 31-26. 5:15 left to go in the contest. In the first half, I should say. Keep wanting to fast forward to the second half. For the basketball is Poland. Poland to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams comes back over to Eisma. Eisma to Harold. Harold to Williams. Williams on the block. Nothing there. They get the return pass down low to Williams. Williams backing his way in. Ball is taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball in transition. The one-man fast break. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Rendles to throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop for the defenders. Ball's inbounded to Feenstra. Feenstra comes over to Nabla. Nabla, Rendles. Rendles puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Coming away with it is Poland. Poland, left side. Three on the way is up and through. Three-point bucket for Loeffler. Loeffler makes it a 31-29 ball game. So Briarcliff has outscored Dort College 9-1 since Dort College took a 10-point lead. Back to Nabla. Nabla off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled. Harold. Here comes Briarcliff. They can take the lead with a three-point basket. Thinking about the three was Loeffler. Decides against it. Comes back over to Harold. Now Loeffler. Loeffler guarded there by Sumner. Comes back right side. Poland. Poland with the basketball down to the baseline. Kicks it over to Harold, and we have a foul called before the shot. It's going to be a 1-1 for Briarcliff. Foul called on Dort College and Taylor Feenstra, his second. Sampson will check in, then Herder will check out. And Austin Poland will come to the free throw line to shoot two. I beg your pardon, this will be a 1-1. Poland this season, 16 for 30 from the free throw line. And he'll shoot a 1-1 here. Next free throw will be double bonus time for Briarcliff. Free throw is up, short, no good. Rebound taken by Dort College after a little bit of drama. Finally taken by Sampson, and Dort College will regroup. Rendles takes his time as he brings it down. Time for a good possession for the defenders. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla gives it up. Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. Sumner to Sampson. Sampson, Sumner. Sumner, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Berg will check in. Williams checks out. So Berg is back in the ballgame for the Chargers. Chargers withstanding the initial run by the defenders. And they have cut the lead down to two. With the pass left side over to Berg. Berg with it on the wing. Berg picks up his dribble, comes back over to Loeffler. Loeffler out front to Forbes. Forbes. Forbes to Poland. Poland into the corner. Forbes. Forbes down to the baseline. Reverses to Eisma. Eisma back over to Loeffler. Loeffler three for the lead. It's good. Loeffler with three threes, and the Dort College defenders trail 32-31. 3:09 left to go in the half. Left side Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell drives in, right-handed layup, left side, no good, missed it, rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Poland with the basketball into the front court. Poland comes back over to Eisma. Eisma, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Berg and Rendles went up for it, and they say Rendles touched it last. 2:51 left to go in the first half. Briarcliff has outscored Dort College 12-1 since it was a 10-point lead for the defenders. It's now a one-point deficit. They inbound the basketball to Forbes. Forbes with it on the left side. Forbes feeds Berg. Berg lost it on the way up. Taken away by the defenders. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, and he's going to be called for a charge. O'Donnell called for the charge, as they say the Briarcliff player was back on defense and had established his position. 32-31, Briarcliff in front by a point. O'Donnell takes his first foul of the ballgame. 2:40 remaining in this contest, in this first half. Briarcliff 32, Dort College 31. Bringing the basketball into the front court for the Chargers is Austin Poland. Poland with the basketball. He goes left side to Loeffler. Loeffler's had the hot hand, three threes. Thought about his fourth, decides against it. Here's Berg facing up on the wing. Working against Sampson. Dort College doubles down, and a charging foul called on Berg as he puts his shoulder into the middle of Leighton Sampson's chest. He gets called for the foul. Berg whistled for the personal, and now he was exchanging giving his opinion to Dave Eggy. And the Briarcliff coaching staff says this might be a good time to check Berg out of the ballgame, and they do. Dort College, they inbound Nabla. Nablaugh gets the return pass now from Sumner. Nablaugh into the front court. Dort College with the basketball, trailing by a point. 2:10 remaining in the first half. O'Donnell left side Sumner. Sumner gets around his man. Gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles back to Sumner. 2 minutes left to go in the in the first half. Left side it goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell's post-entry pass taken away. Here comes Poland. Poland caught up in the air. It's taken back by Sumner. Sumner finally ends up with it. I don't know how Sumner ended up with it in his mitts in the backcourt, but he did. Got tapped back at him by Sampson. Coming up with it is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Tries to wrap it around. Ball's loose. Picked up by Sampson. Sampson with the right hand. His second field goal. Dort College regains the lead. 33-32. 1:25 left to go in the half. Briarcliff basketball. This is Clay Harold. Harold to Leffler. Leffler on the left wing. Leffler back over to Poland. Poland with it out front. Poland at the top of the key, comes back over to Eisma. Eisma reverses it to Harold. Harold down to the baseline. Mid-range jumper, not good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Weak side rebound by Nablaugh. Up to Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Feeds it to Sampson. Sampson hook shot, good. Leighton Sampson with 6 points. Dort College going to their post player, and he's being effective right now. 35-32, Dort College by three. 49 seconds left to go in the half. Iceman goes right side over to Harold. Harold thinks about the three, decides against it, over to Leffler. Leffler on the left wing. Leffler looking for Torres, passes over to Harold. Harold for the tie, no. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Dort College can hold for the final shot. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with it at the center jump circle. Rindles picks up his dribble, comes over to Nablaugh. Dort College wants to hold for the final shot. Sampson at the top of the key. Sampson gives it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan with it. 10 seconds left now on the wing. Nathan with the basketball. Feeds it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it back to Rindles. Rindles floater in the lane. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Sumner. Sumner put back. Brian Sumner somehow took it away from the Briarcliff player. And the Dort College defenders close the half on a 6-0 run to reestablish a 5-point advantage at halftime. You're listening to KVCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. Dort College leads Briarcliff at halftime, 37-32 in men's college basketball. We were tied at 4-6. Briarcliff led 12-8. Dort College went on they got it back to 12-11. Briarcliff made it 14-11, and then Dort College went on a 9-0 run to take a 20-14 lead. Dort College eventually stretched the lead to 30-20. Briarcliff responded with a 12-1 run to lead 32-31 with 3:09 left to go in the first half. But Briarcliff goes scoreless over the final 3:09. Dort College gets 6 points, 4 by Leighton Sampson and 2 by Brian Sumner on a putback just before the horn. And the defenders lead 37-32 at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollard, and Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the first half stats from tonight's contest. Let's begin with the Dort College defenders. 14 of 25 shooting, 56%. 3 of 7 from the three-point line, 43%. 6 for 10 on free throws for 60%. For Briarcliff, they were 11 and 25 shooting for 44%. 6 for 16 on three-point attempts, 37.5%. 40% on free throws, they were 4 for 10. Dort College owns a 20 to 13 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College with 12 turnovers. Briarcliff with 9. Dort College is led in scoring tonight by Tyler Walterstorff's 9 points. He was limited in the first half, though, by some foul trouble. He makes it to halftime with 2 fouls. Brian Sumner with 7 points. Alex Terpstra and Nathan Rendles with 6 each. Leighton Sampson 3 for 3 from the deck for 6 points. David Denherter with 3 for the Dort College's total of 37. For Briarcliff, they are led by Austin Leffler's 9 points and Brian Forbes with 9 points. 4 points for Clay Harold. 6 for Matt Berg, 2 for Zach Otting, and 2 for Jordan Eisma for their total of 32 points. Brian Sumner has a team-high 5 rebounds, 4 rebounds each for Tyler Walterstorff and Leighton Sampson for the defenders. For Briarcliff, Brian Forbes has 3 rebounds to pace them in that category. Shane Graves credited with 4 assists. Dort College with 1 assisted basket in the first half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College leads 37-32. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up on KDCR, the remainder of the first semester, and hard to believe we are wrapping that up here soon. Coming up on Saturday, Dort College basketball as the defenders host Concordia. So during the women's contest, it'll be good to be back at the DeWitt Gymnasium after about a 10-day absence. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. Dort College versus Concordia at the DeWitt. 1 week from tonight, Dort College back at home against Dakota Wesleyan. Women's game at 6, followed by the men's game at about 8. And then 1 week from this Saturday, Dort College wraps up conference play for the first semester as they travel to Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos. Dort College will conclude first semester play with a non-conference contest 2 weeks from tomorrow as they face the Martin Luther Knights. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the scores from around the conference right after this. Halftime scores in men's play across the conference. Dort College leads Briarcliff 37-32. Doan leads Concordia 30-26. Dakota Wesleyan over Morningside 44-36. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan 39-34. Northwestern leading Montmartre at halftime 48-33. In women's play earlier tonight, it was Briarcliff over Dort 73-42. Concordia over Doan 62-54. Morningside downs Dakota Wesleyan 76-71. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan 73-38. Northwestern over Mount Marty in women's play 69-61. Second half play from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City, Iowa, coming up right after this. Second half play about to begin. Dort College with their original starting lineup of Walterstorff, Rendles, Sumner, Denherter, and Terpstra on the floor. Briarcliff will counter with Forbes, Berg, Graves, Eisma, and Leffler. So the original starting five on the floor for both teams. Walterstorff inbound the basketball, gets it in over the top to Rendles. Rendles hassled out front by Austin Leffler. Pass comes to Walterstorff, ball fake. Puts it on the floor, and Eisma commits the personal foul. Jordan Eisma whistled for his third personal. He's had a tough time matching up with Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff able to fake him up in the air and then took it to the deck. And Eisma commits the foul in the meantime. Terpstra will throw the ball in for the Dort College defenders. Terpstra tosses it into Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles runs off a couple screens. Nothing there. Tries to pass it back over to Sumner, and it goes off of Sumner's foot out of bounds after a Briarcliff player deflected it. Brian Forbes got his hand on it in the passing lane. Changed the trajectory of it. And the North College defenders will now play defense. With it on the left wing is Berg. Berg to Eisma. Eisma with it on the wing. Eisma on the right side, comes back to Leffler. Leffler's three, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler into the front court, dribbles with the right hand. Walterstorff, Walterstorff back right side on the wing. Tyler puts it on the floor, jump stop in the lane, tries to pass it, and it's taken away by Berg. Berg comes away with it. Dort College, a couple of turnovers right out of the chute. Not the way you want to start the second half. Forbes dumps it off. Briarcliff basketball. Forbes, Forbes three, good. Brian Forbes with 12 points, and the defender lead is 37-35. Dort College has yet to have a good possession on this second half. Terpstra with the basketball. Let's see if the third time's the charm. Pass goes left side to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Sumner. Sumner drives baseline, wraps it around Walterstorff. Terpstra, three ball on the way. Rainbow, good. Terpstra with his third three. Dort College leads 40-35 as the two teams exchange long-range buckets. Forbes to Eisma. Eisma at the top. He comes over to Leffler. Leffler wants a ball screen. Leffler picks up his dribble back over to Graves. Graves puts it on the floor. Dort College goes under the ball screen. Graves scoops it up with a left hand. Shot no good, and a foul called over the top on Eisma. Eisma didn't have position. He climbs the ladder and gets called for the push. Eisma will check out of the ball game. That's number four on him. So Eisma will check out of the ballgame. Tyler Walterstorff will check in. Walterstorff gets it into Rindles. Rindles will bring it up. 18-18 left to play. Nathan Rindles with the basketball in between the circles. Nathan looking for someone to pass to. Passes over to Terpstra. He's feeling it. Three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. And coming up with it is Forbes. Long three on the way. No good. Rebound tapped, and Tyler Walterstorff hustling for the basketball, and he gets called for a foul as he and Harold collide. Tyler Walterstorff whistled for his third personal. And with 17:57 left to play in the ballgame, Dort College with a decision to make, and for the meantime, they're going to leave Tyler on the floor. He's going to check out here shortly, I would imagine, though. Leighton Sampson checking in. Well, I would think he normally would come in for Den Herger. Berg puts it on the floor, in traffic, his shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Dort College had the ball to start the second half. Den Herger checks out of the ball game. Sampson checks in, so Walterstorff will stay in with three fouls for right now. Graves to throw it in for the Chargers. They get it into Berg. Berg back to Graves. Graves floats it up. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Rindles. Rindles with a head full of steam driving in, and a blocking foul called on the Chargers. Rindles took it up the floor. Harold gets called for moving at the last instant. His second foul, and Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 40-35, our score, Dort College by five. 17:36 left to go in the contest. Rindles' free throw is up and good. Nathan with another one on the way. Rindles, this will be his seventh free throw shot. Trying to extend the lead to seven. Second free throw on the way by Nathan is off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Graves, so Rindles is 5-for-7 from the free throw line. Dort College leads by six. 41-35 our score. Graves with it out front. Graves will pull up, cast up the long three, and he hits it. Shane Graves with the long three on the pull-up, his first bucket of the night. Dort College leads 41-38. Walterstorff with the basketball on the left side, guarded there by Harold. Walterstorff puts it on the floor, reverses to Terpstra. Terpstra, middle of the floor, Sampson. Sampson, short shot in the lane, good. Sampson with a two-point bucket, he's got eight. Dort College leads 43-38. With the basketball is Graves. Graves gives it up to Leffler. Leffler on the wing. Leffler will put up the long three, and he hits it. Leffler hits the three, his fourth of the ball game. Dort College leads 43-41. So right now, Dort College and Briarcliff exchanging twos for threes, and Briarcliff has cut the lead down to a pair. Terpstra with the basketball on the wing. Feeds it down low for Sampson. Faces up against Berg. Samson's shot short, no good, with the right hand from the left side. Rebound taken away by the Chargers. Chargers over the basketball, Forbes. Forbes driving in, puts it up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Leighton Samson, I believe. Samson whistled for the personal, and that's number two on Leighton. Team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Forbes will be shooting to tie it. Two free throws on the way for Forbes. And Forbes makes the first one. He's got 13, averaging 6.1 points per game. Rendles, Walterstorff, and Terpstra check out. O'Donnell, Feenstra, and Nabla are in. Another free throw on the way for Forbes. And this one's up and through. We're tied at 43. 16-18 remaining. Forbes with 14. O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball out front. O'Donnell. O'Donnell sets up a three. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a three-point basket. Dort College leads 46-43. There's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 717-222-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Briarcliff basketball, they pass it right side, Harold. Harold three, missed it, no good. A rebound taken away by Sumner. Brian with the basketball, the sophomore from Ankeny brings it up. Pass left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, comes back over to Nabla. Nabla, Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Sumner with the basketball. He's going to drive hard to the basket. Puts it up, no good, but a foul called before the shot. Foul called on Briarcliff, and that's going to go on Austin Leffler, I believe. That's number one on him. Team foul number four on the Chargers in this half. O'Donnell to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell gets it into Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, deep right corner. Sumner feeds it to the posting up Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra on the right elbow. Feenstra, turnaround from 10, good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 48-43. Back the other way, Graves. Graves missed it. Graves drove the lane with the left hand. Couldn't quite finish it, though, and Samson answers with a two-point bucket. 10 points for Samson. Dort College leads 50-42. Beg your pardon, 50-43, my mistake. 50-43, Dort College by 7. Leffler with it, left side, Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. Forbes on the right wing, comes back outside to Graves. Graves spots up his 3, top of the key, misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. I believe Briarcliff wants a timeout. Back with more after this. O'Donnell with the basketball. He goes to Samson. Samson in traffic. His shot is good. Leighton Samson, more and more confidence for the freshman. Makes it a 52-43 Dort College 9-point advantage. They want a ball screen, does Leffler. Leffler driving with the left hand over to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Gives it up over to Harold. Clay Harold with the basketball. Comes back over to Leffler. Leffler three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Polin and Odding are in. Graves and Leffler are out. Briarcliff will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Polin to trigger it in. Pass comes in to Williams. Ricky with the basketball. Ricky Williams gives it up to Austin Polin. Back out front it comes. Polin to Forbes. Forbes with the ball. Forbes puts up the scoop shot, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. Andrew into the front court. The freshman from Sioux Center feeds it to Feenstra. Feenstra back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla gives it up. Sampson double down on him. Sumner, three ball, be there, no. Off the back of the iron. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. No, it goes out of bounds. Dort College dives for it. That's Feenstra. Feenstra trying to get to it, and he ends up into the bleacher, unable to maintain control of it, and Briarcliff gets the basketball back. Chargers have the basketball. Out front is Poland. Poland comes left side, Williams. Williams guarded there by Sampson. Sampson unable to keep up, and the pass goes to Otting. Otting with four as he gets the driving shot to go. Dort College back the other way. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Nabla. Nabla feeds it to Feenstra. Feenstra posting up, now faking up. Comes outside to Nabla. Nabla gets a step, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Brian Forbes is his third. Nabla will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for the sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota. Dort College leading 52-45, 13-11 left to go in regulation. Dort College is led by as many as 10. Briarcliff has led by as many as 4. That was in the early going. Dort College led by 10 near the end of the first half. Briarcliff, though, took a brief lead in the first half. Dort College closed on a 6-0 run to go up 37-32. Dort College has not trailed here in the second half. Briarcliff did tie it at 43-all with 16-18 remaining in the game. Second free throw by Nabla, missed it, no good. He makes one of two. Dort College leads 53-45. 13 minutes left to go in regulation. They go high post to Ricky Williams. Williams out beyond the three-point line. Comes to Otting. Otting well beyond the three-point line. Gives it to Williams. Williams wants to clear out, working against Den Herder. Puts up the shot over the top of Den Herder, fading away. And Ricky Williams with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads by 6, 53-47. Walterstorff for the basketball. He goes left side, Nabla. Nabla to Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball. They bring the double team as he puts it on the deck. And Nabla cuts into the lane. Clay Harold reaches over the top, and Harold gets called for the personal foul. That's his third, and the team's sixth. Inbounding the basketball will be Rendles, Dort College by 6. Pass into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Rendles. Rendles, Den Herder. Den Herder, hook shot in the lane, good. Two-point bucket for David Den Herder. He's got 5, and the defenders lead by 8 again, 55-47. Quickly up the floor, they give it to Forbes. Pardon me, that's Otting. Otting to Leffler. Leffler back out front. It comes to Poland, and Poland is fouled on the way to the hoop before the shot. Foul called against Dort College and Nathan Rendles. Nathan's picked up his second. Holman checks into the contest. Clay Harold will check out. Briarcliff will go with a little larger lineup here with Holman and Williams on the floor together. They pass it in over the top, and we've got a mismatch out front. Den Herder ending up on the perimeter. Briarcliff driving in. They get it back over. And a charging foul called on the Briarcliff Chargers and Zach Otting. Otting whistled for his second personal. David Den Herder hustled back into the middle of the lane and finally found a spot, and the player for Briarcliff, Zach Otting, took it hard to the basket. He gets called for a charging foul. Here comes Dort College. That's number 2 on him. Rendles into the front court. Dort College with the basketball. Nathan has it in between the circles. Nathan passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra gives it up. Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right side working against Holman. Comes back to Nabla. Nabla fires it back outside for Tyler Walterstorff, and it goes off of Walterstorff's fingers. Out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball after the Dort College turnover. Nabla checks out of the contest. Holman will throw it in for the Chargers, and he tosses it in to Austin Poland. Poland with the basketball. Poland to Holman. Holman comes right side. They give it up to Berg. Berg in the lane. His soft shot with the left hand is good. Matt Berg with 8 points, and the defenders lead by 6 again, 55-49. Walterstorff on the left wing. Walterstorff back to the top of the key, working on Holman. comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf looking down low for Den Herder. Back to Terp. Terpstra down on the baseline. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the left wing. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Walthersdorf will take it in against Holman. Ball is deflected. Picked up by Briarcliff. Chargers come back with it. Chargers heading the other way. And the layup is good. Austin Poland with a driving layup. 55 to 51. Dort College by four. Briarcliff has scored back-to-back baskets. Walthersdorf back over to Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner on the perimeter. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra into the lane. And Terpstra is fouled on the play. Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Foul called on Briarcliff's Austin Leffler is his second. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Alex Terpstra. Terpstra with 9 points. 85% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a 1-1 here. Free throw on the way by Alex is up and through. 3 threes so far for Terpstra tonight from the floor. Now a free throw to go with it. He's got double figures. He's averaging 10 points per ballgame, so he's right at his average now. 56-51 pending the free throw, and that one's going to be too strong, no good. Nord College leads 56-51. As I said earlier, neither of these teams great free throw shooting ball clubs. Berg in the lane, pinned, gets it away, now sets a ball screen on the wing for Leffler. Leffler to the free throw line. Back out front it comes to Poland. Dort College by five as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Otting in the lane, his short shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan into the front court, passes into the corner, Sumner. Sumner to Sampson. Sampson lost it on the way up. And here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball, Leffler. Leffler at the top of the key. He'll put up the three under duress. Good. Leffler with the three-pointer. He's got 5 threes, 15 points. Dort College leads 56-54. Briarcliff steadily whittling away at what was an 8-point lead. Walthersdorf down to the baseline. Nothing there for Tyler. Tyler gives it back over to Rindles. Man-to-man defense applied by the Chargers. They give it to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Briarcliff with a chance to tie or take the lead. Leffler with it on the left wing. Fires it back over to Austin Poland. Poland with it on the right side. 9:17 left to play in the game. Otting, free throw line. No, now Berg. Berg fires it into the corner. Leffler. Leffler, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles into the front court. 9 minutes remaining in regulation. Walthersdorf with it. Shakes left, goes right. Terpstra in the air, gets it to Sampson. Sampson, little hook shot in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Charger basketball coming back the other way. Leffler. Leffler at the top of the key. Passes it to Holman. Holman gives it up. Otting. Otting. Leffler. Leffler with a hot hand. He's got 5 threes. Briarcliff for the basketball. Driving in is Poland. Poland for the tie. And he charges over the top of Walthersdorf. And the foul is called on Poland. Team foul number 9 on Briarcliff. No free throws on the player control foul, though. And the Dort College defenders will inbound length of the floor in front of them. Ricky Williams checking in. Berg checks out. Feenstra also in the game for the Dort College defenders. Walthersdorf and Terpstra are out. O'Donnell is back in as well. Get you the 5 for Dort College. Rindles, Feenstra, Sampson, Sumner, and O'Donnell. We'll get you the 5 for Briarcliff in just a moment. Sampson into the lane. Sampson double team, forces it up, shot no good, and an over the back, a push called on Taylor Feenstra. They brought the double team. Dort College had a shooter in the corner, but they didn't find him. That was Sampson who got double teamed. He couldn't find where the double team came from, though, and the foul called on Feenstra. That's number 3 on him. Comes on the rebound. Dort College clinging to a 56-54 lead. 8:13 left to go in regulation. Graves on the wing, guarded there by Rindles. Comes to Forbes. Forbes, ball fake, puts the shot up. No good, but a foul on the play. And I believe that's going to go on Feenstra. Taylor has just picked up his 4th personal. So Taylor Feenstra picks up his 4th personal foul. Forbes to the free throw line to shoot 2. He can potentially tie it here. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is down. And he can tie it here. Smaller lineup now. Feenstra is out. Nabla is in. Dort College led at one point, 52-43, so a 9-point advantage. That was with about 14:46 left to go in the game. Second free throw's off the heel, no good, but there for the rebound is Williams. Williams, they double team him, kick out Harold. Harold, three, good. Clay Harold makes it a 58-56 lead for Briarcliff. And the Chargers have taken a 2-point advantage. Time for Dort College to answer. Pass goes to Nabla. Nabla on the right wing. Patrick gives it back to Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Left side it goes Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline. Cut off. Caught up in the air. Tries to pass it out. And it's taken away by Eisma. Panic attack that time by the freshman. O'Donnell just got caught up in the air and didn't know what to do with it. Graves with the basketball out front. Graves passes to Forbes. Forbes driving in. Kick out pass to Eisma. Eisma back to Graves. Graves looking down low for Williams. They find Williams. Williams working against Sampson. His turnaround in lane is good. Ricky Williams with 4 points, and the defenders trail 60-56 in time for the defenders to regroup. 7:06 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College trails 60-56. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College basketball trailing 60-56, a turn of events. Briarcliff has outscored Dort College 13-1 to take a 4-point advantage. Left side pass with it is Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor, and he is called for a charging foul. Nathan Rindles whistled for his third personal foul. Wave off the basket, and Briarcliff has a chance to build on the 60-56 lead. Dort College was ahead 55-47. Tyler Walterstorff to check into the ballgame. Patrick Nabla checks out. Since that point, Briarcliff has outscored Dort College 13-3, and they lead at 60-56. Still plenty of time left, but Dort College has to turn the momentum around. Graves with it out front. Graves on the right side, passes over to Williams. Williams gives it up to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler to Harold. Harold steps into a three, and he's playing with confidence now. Clay Harold with his third three. He's got 10 points, and the defenders trail 63-56. Walterstorff, left side, ball taken away by Forbes. Forbes driving in, layup with the right hand, good. And it is now a 9-point advantage for Briarcliff, 65-56. O'Donnell with the basketball, right side Sumner. Sumner passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Denherder. Denherder with the ball. Denherder on the block. Kick out Sumner. Sumner back to Rindles. Rindles will put up a three, and he hit it. Nathan Rindles hits a three, and Dort College needed that in a bad way. 65-59, Briarcliff up by six. Driving into lane, Graves, kick out pass, Leffler. Leffler on the wing, back over to Harold. Harold, Forbes, Forbes, right side, Graves. Graves, right corner. Comes back to Forbes. Forbes will put up the three, and he hits it. Forbes with a 3-point bucket. Dort College trails 68-59. On the right side with it is Rindles. Rindles dumps it off for Denherder. Denherder, layup good, count the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Graves. Silly foul that time by the much shorter Graves. He's listed 5'11", and he picks up his third foul. David Denherder went up, finishes at the rim, and he is going to the free throw line for a 3-point play opportunity. Well, all of a sudden, Briarcliff, the bucket looking like it's huge, I would imagine, and they've gotten some confidence. They've hit 6 3-pointers here in the second half. Dort College trails 68-61, pending a free throw by Denherder, and it's up and down. Denherder makes the free throw. He's got 8 points, and the defenders trail by 6, 68-62. You know, you've got to string some stops together if you're Dort College. 5:20 left to go in the game. Graves with it on the left side. Graves passes it to Otting. Otting at the free throw line, back over to Harold. Harold gives it up underneath to Sampson, and Sampson's called for a hold underneath as he was jockeying for position with Ricky Williams. Williams will go to the free throw line where he's a 71% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a 1-1. Leighton Sampson whistled for his third personal, 68-62. And Williams makes the free throw. He's got five. He's got another one coming. 69-62, Briarcliff by seven. They've turned a nine-point deficit into a seven-point advantage. And it's back to an eight-point advantage at 70-62. Terpstra gets it into Waltersdorf. 5 minutes remaining in this contest. Waltersdorf up the floor with a basketball. Tyler gives it off to Rendles. Rendles on the right side. Comes back to Sumner. Sumner backing his way in. Nothing there. Now Rendles. Rendles puts it up in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. It's either going to be on Leffler or Graves. Foul's called on Graves, and that's number four on Graves. 4:54 remaining in regulation. Two free throws on the way for Rendles. See if he can cut into the eight-point lead with the clock stop. First free throw is good. He's got 11 points, and the defenders trail 70-63. Poland checks back in. Graves checks out. We'll see how long they go with their starting point guard on the bench. Poland, actually, not a bad backup. Not much drop off there. Poland checks in. Rendles makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 70-64. Poland with the basketball. Poland gives it to Harold. Clay Harold with it right side. They give it up on the wing to Otting. Otting, round the horn they go, Leffler. Leffler back to Poland. Poland at the top of the key. Briarcliff basketball. This is Clay Harold. Harold at the top of the key. Left side it comes to Poland. Poland looking down low for Williams. Instead, they put it on the floor, Otting. Otting shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Ahead, Sampson to Rendles. Rendles on the right wing, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra into the corner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf dumps it underneath Sampson. Sampson shot too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Austin Leffler with it on the right side, and a reach-in foul called on Rendles. Rendles whistled for the personal, and for Nathan, that is his fourth. Leffler will go to the free throw line. He's got 15 points, all on three-pointers. He will shoot a 1-1 here. Leffler averaging 7.9 points per game coming into the contest. Free throw on the 1-1 is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. So Ty rips down the rebound, and the defenders still trail by six. Into the corner, Terpstra. Get in there, no. Ball bounces off of the rim, up and over the top of the backboard, out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball on the dead ball rebound. Or on the team rebound, I should say, as that ball goes out of bounds. Terpstra got an open look at it from the corner. His shot, though, off of the rim, bounced up and over the top of the backboard. And the Briarcliff Chargers will bring the basketball up. Chargers have it. This is Poland. Poland on the left side. Kicks it into the corner. Harold. Harold. Otting. Otting. Leffler. Poland. Poland at the top of the key. Comes back right side on the three-point line to Otting. Otting out front. Leffler. Leffler on the left wing to Poland. Poland puts it on the deck. Drives hard to the basket. Layup good. Austin Poland with 4 points. All of them in the second half. And the Chargers have a 72-64 advantage. Rendles tries to get it to Sampson. Ball comes free. Run out. Leffler. Leffler against Sumner. Layup is up and good. Leffler with a two-point bucket. He's got 17, and it's a 10-point lead for the Chargers, 74-64. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. Dort College trails by 10, 74-64 after the timeout. Waltersdorf with the basketball out front. Tyler with it on the left side. Waltersdorf looking down low for Sampson. Gets it to Sampson. They bring the double team. He kicks it back out to Tyler. Tyler three on the way. No good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson fires it up in traffic. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. He brings it back out to the right wing on the three-point line. Here's Rendles. Rendles in the lane, and he lost it out of bounds. And it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Pass over the top comes into Poland. Poland at midcourt. Poland with it. Brings it across the timeline. Poland with it. Right wing to Otting. Otting of the basketball. And we've got a hold called on the defenders, and if that is on Terpstra, that is his third. More free throws on the way for Briarcliff. They can ice it here at the free throw line or put themselves in a very good position at least. 1-1 on the way for Otting. Walterstorff and Rindles check in. O'Donnell and Nabla check out. Coach Ross Dama going offense for defense already. Free throw on the way for Otting. This one's up, and the line drive goes through. Otting with a 1-1. He's got another one coming. 4 points for Otting. Dort College trails 75-64. Another free throw on the way. Otting's free throw is up and good. 76-64, and Briarcliff definitely in the driver's seat now. Wasn't that long ago Dort College was up 55-47. Briarcliff took the lead at 60-56 and have been playing with an incredible amount of confidence since that point. Rindles with the basketball, 2:30 remaining. Rindles with the basketball on the right wing. Nathan has it at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the right side. Terpstra back over to Rindles. Rindles at the free throw line, and they double team him and they take it away. Here comes Forbes. Forbes layup good. Forbes makes it 78-64. Forbes with another two. Walterstorff into the lane, and Walterstorff has it taken away by Forbes. Forbes commits the foul. Foul number four on Forbes with 2:02 left. Den Herder, O'Donnell, and Nabla checking in. Two-shot situation here for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, two free throws coming. Free throw by Tyler is up and through. He's got 10. And the defenders trail 78-65. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw coming for Tyler Walterstorff. This one's up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Berg. Berg with the basketball in the backcourt. Here comes Briarcliff. Austin Leffler up the floor with a head full of steam. And now Briarcliff will run clock. They pass it over to Graves. Graves guarded by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell commits the personal foul, and Graves will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus time for the Briarcliff Chargers. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Inklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Graves misses the first free throw. Second one is up and through. Shane Graves with 4 points. And the defenders trail 79-65. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles up the floor in between the circles. And Nathan will set the offense. Dort College down 14. Not much time remaining. 1:40 left to go in the game. Terpstra on the left wing. Puts the three up and he hits it. 3-point bucket by Terpstra. His fourth of the ball game. He's got 13 points. And the defenders trail 79-68. So the defenders down by 11. They use the timeout. Back with more after this. Briarcliff basketball after the timeout. They're inbounding. They throw it in over the top to Graves. Graves a 2-on-1. He's going to drive in. Intended for Berg. Berg unable to come down with it. Ends up tapping it out. Clay Harold with the basketball. And Patrick Nabla commits the personal foul out front. Forbes will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Forbes, a 74% free throw shooter. Nabla whistled for the personal foul, and Forbes will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Forbes makes the first free throw. He makes the second. Briarcliff leads 81-68. 1:23 remaining in this contest. Ball is inbounded to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson's shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Rindles. Rindles put back is good. Foul called on Austin Poland is his third. Rindles will go to the free throw line to try and convert the old-fashioned three-point play. So that's foul number four on Poland. Graves will check into the ballgame. Rindles will try to complete the three-point play and cut it down to a 10-point ballgame. 81-70. And Rindles makes the free throw, 81-71. O'Donnell is in. Rindles is out. O'Donnell now with 8 points in the second half, 14 for the ballgame. 1:15 left to play in the game. Ball is inbounded to Loeffler. Loeffler over the basketball. Loeffler across the timeline. And Loeffler is fouled on the play by Alex Terpstra. Terpstra picks up his fourth. And free throws on the way for Loeffler. Loeffler, a 64% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair here. Three new players checking in for the defenders. First free throw is up and through for Loeffler. Can extend it to a 12-point ball game here with a made free throw. 1:09 left to go in regulation. Graves is out. Poland is in. Poland playing with three personals. Second free throw is up and good, so Loeffler makes both free throws. He's got 19. Dort College, Sumner. Sumner, three ball, got it. Brian Sumner with a three-point basket. Dort College trails 83-74. Dort College uses another timeout. They've got one remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College down 9. We'll be back in a moment.
Classroom.
Dort College defenders trailing by 9, 83-74. This one's not over, but Dort College obviously in a bad position, trailing by 9. Briarcliff has the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. Both teams over the 10-foul limit. Both teams in the double bonus then. Graves has it tipped away by O'Donnell. And now a foul called as Forbes got his hands on it. And the foul is called on Dort College's Andrew O'Donnell. That's his second. Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line where he is 5 for 6 in the second half. 6 for 8 for the ballgame. This will be free throw number 9 and 10 for him. Free throw by Forbes is up and through. He's got another one coming. Can extend it back to an 11-point ball game with 56.5 seconds remaining. Poland is in. And checking out of the ball game is Graves. Second free throw is up and through for Forbes. So Forbes is now 7 of 8 in the second half from the free throw line. And Forbes has 26 points. Dort College trails by 11. Rindles with the basketball, Terpstra. Terpstra dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson kick out, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Terpstra. Terpstra top of the key, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Shot no good on the putback attempt. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball, and Sampson shaken up on the play. Might have got a whole lot of arm in his face that time. That rebound going up after that missed shot, and that was just a mass of humanity. Inbounding the basketball is Rindles. Rindles throws it away. It was intended for Walterstorff. Harold takes it away. And with 35 seconds left, Briarcliff will run out the clock. Brian Sumner commits a foul on the sideline. And he did not get the message from the sideline to let the just play defense. And the Briarcliff Chargers will shoot free throws with Zach Otting. Free throw by Otting is up and through. Otting now with 7. So Briarcliff is going to win this ball game. They lead by 12 right now and make it 13. Otting makes the free throws, 87-74. Right side Rindles. Rindles looking for the backdoor cut. Ball is deflected out. Picked up by Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. He'll pull it out. And Dort College is going to concede. And the Briarcliff Chargers will improve to 7-3. Dort College slips to 8-4. Dort College 1-3 in the conference. Briarcliff goes to 3-1. That's our final, 87-74. A Briarcliff sweep of Dort College tonight at the Newman Flanagan Center. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders losing by final score tonight of 87-74. Tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to take a slight pause. And we are set for our post-game interview with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 13-point decision. And, Coach, for much of this ball game, I'd say for about 30 minutes, you played some pretty good basketball, but Briarcliff got some confidence right around the 10-minute mark of the second half, and defensively they saw an opening and they started knocking down some shots and you weren't able to keep pace.
No, Mike, we did play very well for 30 minutes tonight, but yeah, I mean, that's the deal. You got to play for 40. Thought we had chances to really gain further momentum in the second half, and turnovers were the problem tonight. You know, we committed 24 turnovers as a team. They have us down for 2 assists. I don't think that's right. I'm sure we had more than that, but we just could not take care of the ball out front tonight. And a lot of those led to easy baskets. We were up against the shot clock a few times. It was a situation where they really dictated us the last 10 minutes on the perimeter.
What did you do well up to that point? Because you were able to run off some streaks. You were able to put some stops together. For the most part, in the first half, you really did a decent job of identifying their shooters.
We did. You mentioned that. We gave up 29 three-point attempts tonight, you know, way too many, obviously, and they got on a roll, and they hit some really tough ones in the second half, but the fact, again, that they got 29 off, and that was a point of emphasis, is frustrating. You know, we didn't take care of it very well out front, and we didn't defend it very well out front, and that's the strength of their team, and I believe you and I talked about that, you know, in the pregame, that would be something that would be very important. First half, we did that. The second half, we lost some momentum and maybe didn't trust ourselves as much as we needed to. Maybe went one-on-one a little too much, and one thing kind of led to another, and maybe showed some inexperience, you know, throughout the latter quarter of the game. Things we have to learn from, things we have to improve, but you know, when you play for 30 minutes very well, should be able to play the final 10, and something that we have to be able to stretch out for a total of 40.
Balanced scoring once again, that's been a strength of this team, but the defense, that shooting percentage just too high for Briarcliff tonight, and that's where the emphasis is, I would imagine, moving forward the next two practices, getting some stops strung together defensively.
Yeah, and when we did that, we were very good. We do shoot the ball well. Again, we shot over 50%, but our deal is we don't take care of the ball very well, so we don't get enough of those shot attempts. We do rebound it pretty well on the offensive end, but we just really don't get enough shots up because we turn it over, and they're not good turnovers. You know, they're turnovers that are out front that lead to baskets going the other way, and then we lose a little confidence, so we don't defend quite as hard. It's kind of what you were alluding to there, so it really does all work together, and we were just not the aggressor the final 10 minutes, and we really got backpedaling pretty hard there and just could never really get ourselves going again.
Well, we won't beat this one up anymore, Coach. I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's check in with the numbers. The Dort College defenders tonight, as I pull up the stats. Dort College, 26 of 50 from the floor for 52%. Briarcliff, 27 of 54 for 50%. 8 of 18 on threes for the defenders for 44%. Briarcliff, 13 of 29 on threes, 44.9%. Neither team shot free throws well. Briarcliff was slightly better. Dort College, 14 of 22 for 63.6%. Briarcliff, 20 of 29 for 68.9%. Dort College held a slight 39-31 rebounding advantage. Dort College, 24 turnovers, and as Coach Dalma said, that's too many. Briarcliff with 13. Individually, Dort College was paced tonight by Nathan Rendles, 15 points. Alex Terpstra added 13. Leighton Sampson contributed 12. He was 6 of 12 from the floor. Tyler Walterstorff ended up with 10 points. Brian Sumner also had 10. 8 points for David Denherter, 3 for Andrew O'Donnell, and 2 for Taylor Feenstra, 1 for Patrick Knobloch. For Briarcliff, they were led tonight by Brian Forbes, 26 points, 7 of 11 from the floor, 4 for 6 on threes, 8 for 10 on free throws. 19 points for Austin Leffler, 5 for 9 from the three-point line, 6 for 10 for the ball game from the field, 2 for 3 on free throws. 10 points for Clay Harold, 4 each for Austin Poland and Shane Graves, 8 for Matt Berg, 8 for Zach Otting. 6 points for Ricky Williams in a reserve effort. Briarcliff had four players with 3 rebounds each. They were Austin Holman, Brian Forbes, Austin Poland, and Matt Berg. For Dort College, they were paced in the rebound category by Tyler Walterstorff with 8. Leighton Sampson ends up with 7. Brian Sumner had 6. Once again, our final score, Briarcliff defeats Dort College 87-74. Let's take a short break and be back with a rundown of the GPAC scoreboard right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. GPAC scoreboard looks like this for men's basketball. Briarcliff over Dort, 87-74. Doan defeats Concordia, 69-63. Dakota Wesleyan over Morningside, 85-68. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan, 82-70. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 92-71. Women's play earlier tonight, Briarcliff over Dort, 73-42. Concordia over Doan, 62-54. Morningside, a 76-71 winner over Dakota Wesleyan. Midland defeats Nebraska Wesleyan, 73-38. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 69-61. We scratch out the standings then, and they look like this on the women's side. Morningside is 5-0. Concordia is 4-1 in GPAC play. Briarcliff is 3-1. Doan is 4-2 in GPAC play. Mount Marty and Midland are both 2-3. Dakota Wesleyan is 1-2. Northwestern is 1-3. Hastings holds at 2-3. They did not play tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-2 in the conference. Dort College slips to 0-4. In men's play, Midland and Dakota Wesleyan are both unbeaten, 5-0 and 3-0 respectively. Morningside is 3-2. Briarcliff is 3-1. Hastings is 3-2. Concordia and Doan are both 2-3. Dort slips to 1-3. Northwestern is now 1-2. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-2. And Mount Marty is 0-5. Men's side of things, we're headed towards a clash on Saturday between Midland and Dakota Wesleyan. Both are unbeaten in conference play. Concordia is at Dort. That's a game you can hear on KDCR. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Northwestern. Hastings visits Briarcliff. And Mount Marty is hosting Doan. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. One final note, NAI National Championship Volleyball, Northwestern defeats Indiana Wesleyan 3-1, and the College of Idaho and Midland are in the middle of their match. Last time I got a report, that one was 1-1. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDTR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.